Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
And while the sun is peeking through the clouds in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Call to Freedom. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Oh, that's your assignment, friend. And to sing praises to His name. I'll tell you, you may not have be able to sing a melody with your physical voice, but you can praise God and sing praises to Him in the Spirit. Yes, you can. Open your mouth and He will give you new melodies. Praise the Lord. To declare the loving kindness of the Lord in the morning. How do you wake up? Do you wake up grumpy or do you wake up, ah, Father God, this is the day that you have made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And in His faithfulness by night, oh, you go to sleep and the next morning you wake up. Your heart is beating. Your heart is kind of like the refrigerator in our kitchen. It never it never runs down. It never stops. It's always going, hundreds of thousands of beats per day. It's always going. And what is our mission? Well, I'll tell you, here in Psalm 92, it says, the righteous people will flourish like the palm tree. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's happening right now when we think of Charlie Kirk and his horrible death, and yet it's glorious to God because now we have over 117,000 people that are wanting to become charter members of the USA. Praise the Lord. And it goes on to say in Psalm 92, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. Yeah, when you're old like I am, you're still going to yield fruit. Hallelujah. They shall be full of sap and very green. And what is our mission, friend? Verse 15 of Psalm 92, to declare that God is upright. He is our rock and there is no unrighteousness in Him. No unrighteousness in Him. And He is the one that destroys the wicked, my friend. We don't do that. We can speak the word and declare it, cast down, eliminate it, bind it, but God is the one who destroys the enemy. So praise God. His word is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad you got here, Kimberly.
I am too.
Yes.
And we are blessed to be speaking and giving and bringing light and life into this world.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking this morning. We have decided that death does not have a sting. And
yes,
it's kind of hard to say that on the tail end of what you're talking about with Charlie Kirk, thinking of his wife and his children. That does feel like a sting.
Mm.
That feels like a big sting.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not going into hiding. They're not in the dark and choosing to just be covered up with self-pity and grief. I know they're feeling the grief. I know they are. I feel it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine how much they're feeling that grief. However, they are choosing to move on in spite of their feelings.
Yes.
And that's what we want to be aware of when we're talking about death not having the victory.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Corinthians 15, we were talking about that scripture this morning, and I just want to bring it to all you listeners. Just dive right in this morning, because is it good? It's not morning, is it?
No,
it's
okay.
Afternoon.
It was a long morning, Kimberly.
1 Corinthians 15, and I'm reading verses 54 and 55. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Mm.
Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is in the law.
Oh, praise God. You know, the Lord has been disciplining me, correcting me, I should say. Holy Spirit does that when we're open to learning
you.
More
yes,
and more.
Thank you, Lord,
and
for
I
that.
Was saying, you know, oh, Hosea, I look at the books that are ahead that I'm reading every day mm-hmm. through my Bible. I'm going, oh, Hosea is really tough. Hosea is. And Lord says, no, you stop saying that. You stop thinking that because it's rich. Hosea is rich in God's mercy and love towards the rebellious and the stubborn.
Yes.
And that's, yeah.
And let me just bring up why you brought up Hosea, because when I was quoting from 1 Corinthians, that scripture about death not having the sting or questioning death, where is your victory?
Mm-hmm.
And grave, where is your sting? I think I just flipped that.
That's okay.
Death, where is your sting? And grave, where is your victory? Comes from Hosea 13, verse 14.
Hosea.
And our Lord is so gracious and merciful to look upon us and see that we're disobedient. We're rebellious in nature. That's what human beings do. We have our own opinions. He gave us free opinions, free will, and free thoughts. And it's up to us to rein those in. You know, we can't do that in our own self-control. We're not able to do that without His love. And we really do need to fall in love with Him.
That's why I was saying just at the onset of this program that what our mission is all about, folks, is to glorify God and declare Him righteous to our world. That's why last week I chose that wonderful scripture from Isaiah 52, verse 7. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of them who bring bad news. How lovely on the mountain are those who bring good news, announcing peace, proclaiming words of happiness. What are you declaring to your friends and loved ones? Oh, did you hear the bad news that we got? Oh, did you hear about the accidents that we had last week? Oh, did you hear about the riots? No, our mission is to declare God righteous and also to declare good news to everyone around us. Good news, not the bad news. And I was a person that, Kimberly, a while ago, I was proclaiming bad. Boy, did you hear? Oh, they got a divorce. Or these people went through a horrible time in their life.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
And even in politics, you know, when we choose to see things as being on the negative side, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a choice. We can sow. And I think we need to talk about our memory verse right
now.
Yes. Go ahead and flow right into that.
Oh, all right. This is from the New American Standard. So, and this is Hosea 10, verse 12. Hosea 10, verse 12. Sow with a view to righteousness. Okay, so you're sowing seed to a view, with a view to God's righteousness. Only good will come forth from these seeds. There will be no drought. There'll be no hail. There'll be no disease that we're going to come on to these plants. Reap in accordance with kindness. Be kind in your reaping. Break up your fallow ground. That means, as I was telling Kimberly today as we were having coffee, I said, I can just see my dad, you know, grandpa, just going up and down the fields with a plow, with a John Deere tractor. And after all those months of the winter and the snow and all the cracks and the things that are covering the ground that he's going to plant in, he takes that plow and it just plows up all that ground, all that fallow ground,
right.
Breaking
we
it
need,
up.
We need to see that in our mind.
Yes, it's a metaphor.
Yes, and be able to break up all those old thoughts, old patterns, old ways of speaking, break that up and have more creative thoughts of righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
Keep going.
Oh, it says, break up your fallow ground. And that's in each and every one of us. We all have ground that needs to be plowed up. And then it says, because it's time to seek the Lord. And you say, well, I've known the Lord for 40 years. That's fine. And I'm so grateful that you know the Lord, but you really don't know Him, because we're continually learning to a depth and maybe a height, I should say, a height of knowing God, because His thoughts and His plans are so much higher than our thoughts and plans that we are ever learning. We're always learning, Kimberly.
That's
always.
Right. Yes. So did you finish that scripture? Thank you. I know sometimes I have these allergy things that happen right in my throat, and you saw that happening right in front of you here.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. We want to be able to tell ourselves the right things. We want to sow for ourselves righteousness. We've been given the gift to be able to do that, to break up the old way, the old patterns of thinking. So if you are starting down a path that feels negative, it feels like it's causing anxiety and stress, if that's where you've been living, but you don't want to live there, you want to enter God's rest, you get to change the way you think. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of hard work. We've got to remember that we get to ask God for help.
Yes.
We can ask him to help us change our mind and sow the right things. Speak words that are creative according to the word of God. Sow the kind of thoughts in your head and in your mind. Sow those thoughts that will be life and light and rest. Mm-hmm. And then you will reap chesed. You will reap. Did you get to that part? I was choking over here while you were reading. So just read it again.
Okay. Yeah, it starts with sow and reaping, but it's breaking up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you, to teach righteousness to us. See, we're not caught in the dark. No, God is continually teaching us if we're accepting what he's saying to us. Just this, just today, I got some envelopes for Call to Freedom, and we meet this lady halfway down. She's from Littleton and we're from up north, so we meet at a waterway car wash. And she is very worldly. She's Democrat. And she's talking about the pains and aches and how she goes to this person and that holistic doctor. And that's all fine and good, friend. But Kimberly presented, without talking about God, but knowing that God's in the background here, she began talking about how we can talk to our bodies. And that's what Kimberly's talking about right now, being creative by saying to your body, okay, you're going to be motivated today by God and Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Legs, you're going to work. Pelvis, you're going to work. Mm-hmm. Arms, you're going to work according to God's righteousness. We speak to our bodies, Kimberly, right, and they must obey.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yes.
And I know you brought up that she's worldly, and you mentioned Democrat. I don't think the two go hand in hand.
I know. I don't want to say that.
So
it's correction, please.
So I love both perspectives. I think sometimes, right now especially, there's this polarization there's so much going on politically that we can tend to break that up into Republican and Democrat, and that one's against the other. I'm not one against the other. And I love to hear other perspectives in life. And I think even that is breaking up the clods,
the fallow ground. Yes.
It's breaking up the hardness of heart. And then you are in a position where you can reap chesed. Chesed is the Hebrew word where you reap chesed. And let me tell you, chesed is all about love and kindness. It's mercy and grace. It's giving someone maybe what they don't deserve. Mm. It's giving them something good that
Praise
they don't deserve.
The Lord.
It's a loyalty to love with a sense of steadfastness and endurance and covenant. You're in covenant with other people here.
Yes.
It describes acts of kindness and love that are often undeserved. It embodies a deep and compassionate connection in relationship. It's what I think of when I use that word withness.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
instead of witness, withness, yes, when you're choosing to be with someone. And even if that's in just a quick interaction with somebody that you've never met before,
mm-hmm,
I choose to be with them by asking about the piercing, asking about the tattoo, asking about the colors they chose, asking.
Mm-hmm.
I asked questions. I asked this person this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this that you're talking
about? Holistic,
Ancient Art Health.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little plug right there for Ancient Art Health. And you know, I'm kind of interested in that,
mm-hmm,
because some of the newer medicines have truly failed us,
mm-hmm,
and caused,
yes,
a lot of reactions that we don't need.
That's
so
right.
Getting back to the ancient paths and the ancient ancient ways. Maybe we can find our God on that ancient path. Mm. I want to think differently and break up that fallow ground so that I can reap this chesed, kindness and love and mercy toward other people. And we till this ground of our thoughts and our habits, breaking up those hard rocky places, just breaking it all up and learning, gaining knowledge. For the past couple of weeks, I've been meditating on that concept of a ladder that attaches heaven to earth and how we are that ladder.
Yes.
We are the ladder. We humans are the ones who have been given that special assignment of bringing God's kingdom to this earth. That's who Jesus was. That's why he said that we would see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Mm-hmm. It's this ladder. They have free access to ascend and descend because Jesus was perfectly human. He knew the special assignment of being human. He knew what it was, and he knew how to do it. How to break up the old thoughts and patterns that would be even generationally planted in your mind. Mm-hmm. Break that up and start speaking the word of God. Start speaking creatively, thinking creatively, showing love to people and reaping love and kindness in your thoughts and in your minds.
Yes.
That is what we are intended to do as human beings. Often we're not doing that because we're stuck in what we used to hear. Or we're stuck in the way our parents thought about politics.
Oh, yes.
Or health, or what, you know, whatever the patterns might be. And most of the time, those patterns are negative.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yes. I know that even in my family, my uncles and aunts, they were very prejudiced against other ethnicities. And Kimberly, they were 100% German, and it was during World War II.
Oh.
So they got it from other people.
They were judged.
Yes, they were
criticized.
Judged. And so then they in turn judged.
Yes.
And God doesn't want us to do that because he's the judge. He will judge in righteousness. He will judge in justice. He will judge in his loving kindness and in his compassion. We aren't to do that. We're just to love.
That's right.
We're loving. We're loving to people.
And that's hard to do. When you have set yourself against something, mm-hmm. like when you've set yourself against Nazism, then it's really hard to just drop that, drop what you've set yourself against, mm-hmm. and say, I'm going to choose to love.
That's right.
And I'm going to let love cover a multitude of sins.
Hmm.
Ooh, that is a difficult place to be in. And you might even be in a situation where there's not something not fair in your job or in your family.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard a few testimonies about that in families lately. And we're supporting you. We are praying for you. We are loving you from a distance and believing that you will have the seeds of righteousness and love flowing through you so you can just drop it.
Yes.
Don't hang on too tightly to your circumstance or your situation and feel like you need to bring justice.
Yes.
You don't need to. God's got it. Your Heavenly Father has got that justice. He's got it handled. And what you are called to is sowing in love, sowing seeds of love.
Yes. Amen. Wow. This is so good, Kimberly, to just have God awakening us in the spirit to new and profound revelation. I was just telling you today that this word of God is opening up like never before in my life. I've been reading the word for 50 years and it's opening up new vistas and new panoramas to me that I never ever experienced before. It's like when God brings the rain, it falls down from the heavens and it waters the earth. He's saying here in Hosea, I believe it's the second chapter I was just reading. I'm getting so much from Hosea right now. In the second chapter of Hosea, God is betrothing himself to us. And he said, when you get to know me, everything will come into order and into revelation knowledge, you will experience rain from heaven. You will experience the heavens coming down to the earth, and the earth responding to the grain, to the new wine, to the oil, and they will respond to Jezreel, which is Israel.
Mm.
And Israel will receive the abundance of the harvest on this earth through our words, Kimberly, mm-hmm. and through our love for God.
I love that scripture because it's talking about responding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we have a choice. We can choose to respond in anger and rage and bitterness and resentment. And that's what causes us to hold on tightly to say, no, I need to make this situation fair. Mm-hmm. I need to bring justice to this situation. Mm-hmm. Or we can respond by knowing that our God has got this.
Yes.
He is in control and he wants you to enter into his rest.
Yes.
And that is gaining knowledge of who he is, getting to know him. That's what you were
getting
saying right there.
Yes.
Knowing him is of first importance. That's what we want to be sowing seeds toward, is toward knowing him.
Mm-hmm.
His righteousness is not this perfection place that we are trying to reach in doing everything right, like checking things off a list robotically. Mm-hmm. That's not what that righteousness is. It's relationship and it's love.
Yes.
It's doing things so lovingly and generously. It's kindness. Mm-hmm. It's mercy. When you know Father God like that, you're able to let go of your situations and say, just teach me how to love like you love.
Yes.
And this ladder that I'd been meditating on, we climb it with these. In fact, was it last week we were talking about the scripture from Peter, 2 Peter, when we devote ourselves to supplementing our faith, we believe, and we do believe. So when we believe there's a God and we believe we're going to heaven, now we supplement that belief with goodness, mm-hmm. and with knowledge.
Yes.
And that knowledge is getting to know him. And it's climbing up this ladder, starting on the rung of faith, then going to goodness, then going to knowledge, then self-control. And self-control is something that we have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
We get to practice how we're going to respond to a situation. And when our self is so caught up in what we think is right and what we think is wrong, and even in our own thoughts, in our own character, if we feel like we've done something so bad and so wrong, mm-hmm. we start to judge ourselves. No, that's not our job.
No.
Our job is to think on the one who has paid the price of
yes.
that judgment,
oh, praise
and poured
God.
Out mercy and poured out kindness. And when we see him and know him and gain understanding of him, we can control that human tendency to want to judge, to make something fair and bring justice to it. We can let it go and enter into his rest that he invites us into. And that is for today.
Yes.
That's not just a heaven rest.
That's right.
When we die, that is a rest for today. And let me tell you, I'm entering that and it's beautiful. I want that for everyone who's listening.
Yes. Amen. Oh, I think of the things that I used to, I used to think of things with heaviness, great heaviness. Mm. And it, just like when, take for instance your home as you're listening today. Take for instance your home, and when you walk into your home, do you see a beautiful dwelling place that God has given to you, full of peace and joy? Or do you see things that need to be done? Oh, this has to be done, and that has to be done, and this is getting old, and this is...
I need to organize that, and I throw that out. Oh, and I need to repair that.
I know, and I used to think that way. Oh, this has to be done. Oh, I need to get to this. And lately, God has been changing my mind that when I walk into the house, I say, thank you, Father God, for this peaceful dwelling place that you've given to me. This dwelling place that is full of your comfort, and it has everything I need to live
yes.
in this physical life as
yes.
well as in this heavenly life that I'm living with you, Lord God.
That's right.
And such opportunities for people to come into my home. Oh, which reminds me, we're having a meeting on Saturday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good transition
yeah.
right there.
Good segue.
Let's talk about the meeting for just a moment, because, oh, we would love to see you. If you have not attended a meeting before, please call that number, 877 917-7256. You'll get that number again at the end of the program. Yes. And if you would like to join us on Saturday, we would love to meet you. We have mm-hmm. so many wonderful partners, and mm-hmm. we're so grateful for each one of you that emails us. We pray over your emails and over yes. your concerns, yes. and we are believing for breakthrough for you. Mm-hmm. And we care. We care. We have such a wonderful foundation of people who are listening. We just really care about each one of you. So mm-hmm. thank you for your support to us, and we want to be a support to you. We'd love to have you for breakfast. Let us know
it's
if you want
brunch
to come.
Now.
Oh, we're calling
it's
it brunch because
yes.
it's 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, 10 o'clock is still breakfast for me. But if
yeah,
that's brunch
is.
For you, it's, we'd love
yeah.
for you to join
that's
us. So
right.
call that number, 877-917-7256, so that you can get directions and instructions if you've never
yes.
been.
To the restaurant.
Yes.
yes.
And then after the restaurant, we come back to the house and mm-hmm. we have a time of worship and being in the Word. And we will get to talk more about this righteousness that we are called to and sowing seeds
oh,
to that.
Yes. And Kimberly will probably have, I asked her to do the lesson this Saturday on the credits and the debits that I have. Kimberly, I have received so much from that teaching. If it was just for me, praise God. But I believe when the people attend Saturday, it's going to be life to them, mm-hmm. a new life, not looking at the bad or the things that aren't happening in their lives, but putting everything over onto one side, a side of joy and peace and righteousness in Jesus Christ. So looking forward to it. So call us at 1-877-917-7256. So good to have you in the studio.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll get to be here for, we never know how long.
No, I never know how long you'll be here.
That's
but
okay.
You brought in a lot of stuff.
You're so patient with me, Mom. So we look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.